Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being with us today and allowing us to be part of your world for just a little bit of your day. Time for garden questions and answers. If you've got a question, we can get you an answer. Send it on over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or give us a call toll-free coast-to-coast at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. If you can't get through, leave a message and we will call you back. This question is sponsored by Fleet Farm and fleetfarm.com.
I was gifted an overgrown zucchini. It's quite large and was told it might be woody tasting. What are some ways that I can, you know, cook with it, make something with it that would still be delicious?
The Louisville Slugger. That's a baseball reference there. What we've done in the past with this is, one, you can actually leave it on a shelf in an indirect sunlight in a cool area. And we have kept it all the way through March. And then at that point, you cut it open. It's on a dry order, so you're going to have to really coat it with butter. But anyway, what you can do is you can cut it open and pull the seeds out because the seeds are going to be very large. I wouldn't save the seeds because you don't know if they've been crossed or not. Cut in thinner pieces. And don't be afraid to use some butter and some herbs and spices and saute it in a pan with butter. Or oil, and it's quite good. But you want to cut it thin. If you leave it in large cubes, it's going to take a long time to cook, and it's going to get, you know, mushy on the outside and still hard on the inside. So that's what I would do. Holly, what do you got? You make bread.
Yeah, I would make zucchini bread with it. I would kind of pulverize it in my food processor and freeze it, and then just kind of add a little bit, like a little chunk to soups or even just chili during the winter. Yeah, those would be my two options.
Okay, there you go. Can I plant sprouting garlic? I've had some since I harvested it, and it's starting to sprout. Can I still plant it? The answer is yes.
Yeah, you can still plant it.
Just whenever you plant it, make sure you get it the sprouting part below soil grade. Typically, we plant ours about 2.5-3 inches deep, and we just planted some at our other property a couple of weeks ago, and it was sprouting, and I just made sure it was below soil grade. So whenever it would expose above soil grade, if you just put it above soil grade, it's going to burn because of the sunlight, because it's been in dark. So just make sure it's below soil grade and just do it like normal garlic. You'll be fine. Which fall vegetable or cold hardy? Brassicas such as kale, collards, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, might be. Which fall vegetables are cold hardy? I should read the question more clearly. Brassicas, kale, collards, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage. They can withstand some winters, light, mild winters. Not too many of these vegetables are going to withstand a harsh winter or hard freeze and be to the point of edible. They can overwinter, and they'll regrow next year and produce seeds because they're biennials. Also, kale, we talked about that. Leeks, Brussels sprouts are all cold hardy vegetables that can withstand fairly decent cold. Swiss chard is another one, but we found with Swiss chard, whenever it freezes hard, that Swiss chard, that's pretty much done. So with these, a low tunnel may be an option or requirement based on your geographical area. The key to doing that is not build a low tunnel and it's November 1st, let's plant stuff. The key to it is we've got it established. We're going to put a low tunnel over top of it to protect it, to keep it alive, not to get it to grow more, but to keep it alive. And in certain situations, such as kale or collards or Swiss chard, it may produce slowly additional growth, but you're not going to go November 1st. It's 4 degrees outside. We're going to build a low tunnel, warm the soil, and we're going to grow greens all winter long. That's not going to happen.
No. Unless maybe, I don't know, if you were in kind of a good mid area of the States, you could try until it maybe does get too cold.
Well, and then there is a low tunnel. What is it called? You build a low tunnel over your plants that are established, and then you can build a second tunnel, a higher tunnel over that. And it's basically two layers of protection, and that moves your growing zone, if I remember right, like 2.5 zones south.
Yeah.
So you've got a low tunnel, and then basically you've got a greenhouse over top of that low tunnel. So now, let's say you're in Minnesota in zone 4, now technically, based on the way you've protected your plants, you are in growing zone 6B, which is very south compared to where zone 4 is. So it's not that you're going to grow tropics or cucumbers or tomatoes, but you can sustain a lot of the colder hardy plants. And when you do that two-layer protection thing and you bump it up that 2.5 growing zones, there is an opportunity in which you could potentially grow lettuces, spinach, radishes. However, we have to also take in consideration the day lengths and how short they are. In the springtime, in the fall, there is a substantial, still a good amount of daylight, even though the days are getting shorter. It's when we fall into that daylight savings, for those who do participate in that or choose to participate in that, the daylight savings, that's when you really lose a large percentage of your daylight time for these plants to grow.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.